every other day.
Every other day.
Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine. Yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We begin with breaking news from Northwest Idaho. Two people are dead in what appears to be an ambush on firefighters as they responded to a fire in the city of Coeur d'Alene. Kootenai County Sheriff Robert Norris says police are taking sniper fire.
It's going to be the tough next couple hours. Yeah, absolutely. I'm hoping that somebody has a clear shot and is able to neutralize.
Authorities are urging people in the area to shelter in place. President Trump's budget bill is still the subject of discussion and debate in the Senate at this hour. Republican leadership has been talking with hesitant members of their party, trying to persuade them to vote for it. Idaho's Mike Crapo.
They are furious that we refuse to raise taxes in America by $4.3 trillion on Americans.
Today, Republican Rand Paul of Kentucky said he would vote no. And Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin and every other Democrat in the Senate is also a no. He's worried about cuts to health care.
If Republican leaders think this is an adequate amount to alleviate pain, all of our nation's rural hospitals are going to feel, then that's like trying to put out a forest fire with a garden hose. This simply won't work.
North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis says he's not going to run for a third term. He also opposed the budget bill and on social media was attacked by the president for it. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
To say the attacks were mean and not helpful to the Republican cause would be quite an understatement.
Pride was celebrated from coast to coast today. In San Francisco, crowds flooded Market Street under the rallying cry, Queer Joy is Resistance. Odyssey reporter Amanda Alexander was at the Pride Parade in New York.
Every color on the rainbow is on Fifth Avenue for Pride. The LGBTQ plus community and allies say they're here to celebrate and raise awareness, like Janaya.
Just acknowledging that we exist and we are important and we're always going to be here is so important to me.
Now, this year's Pride theme is Rise Up, Pride and Protest. And folks here say they're here to reflect on the political climate and fight for their rights.
Last week's meeting of the CDC's new panel of vaccine advisors continues to be the subject of consternation. The committee voted to review all recommended pediatric vaccines and told Americans to avoid some flu shots. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb on CBS's Face the Nation.
Hopefully, once they fully constitute that board, you're going to get more balance on it. I think some people are skeptical. I remain hopeful that there'll be some good members that get seated eventually.
Gottlieb says he also hopes a new CDC director will be confirmed soon. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rock Legends, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The Doobie Brothers are now members of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. It's a great honor that no one in the band saw coming many years ago.
I think we all feel honored by it. When we started doing this many years ago, nobody was thinking about anything like that.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. the keys to progress and diversity, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Matthew Brown looks forward to Pride Month every year. The New York City resident says, what's not to love?
Coming out and supporting and just being a part of our community and being able to show our pride and that we exist and we're here and we're queer and we just want to love on everybody and just have a great time.
Brought to you by Progressive. Protect your auto, home, and business with Progressive and get 24/7 coverage. See if you can save at progressive.com.
Prepare to pay more for a new set of wheels.
The elephant in the room when it comes to auto sales?
Tariffs.
Cox Automotive Chief Economist Jonathan Smoke says the new tariffs collectively would add some $5,700 to costs of the average imported vehicles.
The U.S. imports a little less than half of the new vehicles sold, but dependence on imports varies substantially by segment. The most dependent segments are at the most affordable vehicles and luxury vehicles.
If you're looking for a deal, Cox Automotive Senior Economist Charlie Chesbro says
even less discount is likely in the market over coming months.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The jury will begin deliberations tomorrow over the fate of Sean Diddy Combs after hearing wildly differing views from the prosecution and the defense over whether Combs engaged in sex trafficking for 2 decades. Jurors will first hear instructions from the judge. Combs has pleaded not guilty to the sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy charges. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy with a chance of storms tonight. Lows around 68. Showers and storms possible on your Monday, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 77. Clearing out Monday night, a low in the mid-60s. Sunshine and 83 Tuesday, 86 for Wednesday. Right now, it's 82.
There's a man with a gun over there. are telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
From Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back. the whole Cherokee Nation. Put us on this reservation. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bow and knife. Took away our native tongue. And taught their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. Locked us on this reservation. Though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return.
They don't cry.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
Join the Racine Raiders for Military Appreciation Night this Saturday against the Fayetteville Commandos from North Carolina. All veterans and active duty military and reserves get in free. Operation Barbecue will also have a free tailgate for those that served or are serving in the military. Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk. Huh? Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There you go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Football hero or school time, got empty.
Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Just hold me, hold me. told me, be sensible with your new love. Don't be fooled, thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind, kiss me. Say adieu, so kiss me, make me tell you I'm in love with you. Kiss me when you do. I know that you will miss me if we ever say adieu. So kiss me. Kiss me, make me tell you I'm in love with you. Never, never, never let me go. Never, never, never let me go.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
can do so much.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Silver. and timeless hits. WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. In Northwest Idaho, at least two firefighters have been shot and killed in an apparent ambush as they arrived at the scene of a fire. It happened near Coeur d'Alene. Kootenai County Sheriff Robert Norris.
We don't know who the suspects are. We don't know how many there are.
Norris says his deputies have been taking sniper fire.
We are prepared to neutralize this suspect who is currently actively shooting at public safety personnel. We are prepared to neutralize this suspect as quickly as possible.
The sheriff says others are injured. He says there are people still stuck on the mountain, some of whom might be injured or in shock. A federal law enforcement source tells CBS News the FBI and U.S. Marshals are sending air assets to the scene from California and Seattle. They'll try to get above the scene to detect a heat signature for the shooter or shooters. It's been a long and tiring weekend for Senate Republican leaders as they work to corral enough votes to pass the president's budget bill. So far, two Republicans have said they'll vote no. Kentucky's Rand Paul and North Carolina's Tom